Magic City Sports Talk on Quicks AM and FM and CentralMoInfo.com. 1 week from today, a former Moberly State champion wrestler is going to be inducted into the Edinburgh University Athletics Hall of Fame. It'll be a special night for Alex Clemson, who joins me from College Park, home of the Terrapins. He is the head wrestling coach at the University of Maryland. Alex, thanks for coming on. Take me back to that moment when you got the call from Edinburgh that you were going into their Hall of Fame. What was that moment like for you?
Oh, it was pretty cool. Actually, the guy who used to be the athletics director and before that the head wrestling coach, Bruce Baumgartner, who is a legend in our sport. He was a 13-time U.S. world medalist in freestyle. He called and told me this summer, shortly after I got the job, to go to the University of Maryland. And it was a really cool phone call to get on a lot of levels, but to get, you know, a phone call like that from Bruce Baumgartner, a living legend, is even more special.
Let me talk about Edinburgh wrestling for a moment. I remember when you signed with Edinburgh, I had to do some homework. I was not familiar with their athletic program, and more specifically, their Division I wrestling program. But the school has a great tradition in that sport, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a neat place. You know, it's a niche. I tell people a lot that it's like the Gonzaga of wrestling. You know, it's this little tiny campus, 8,000 kids. You know, go to school there. When I was in school, now it's about 6,000. And my junior year, we were eighth in the country. My senior year, we were ninth. There was only five teams that were back-to-back top 10 during those 2 years. And so we were one of the best five programs in the country over that 2 years. It's just, you know, sometimes places are known for things, or it becomes a destination. And for good, hard-nosed wrestling kids that want a smaller environment and a state school atmosphere, it's a really cool place to go to school and experience, you know, being the big dogs on campus. It's a Division II athletics department, and so, you know, football and basketball there don't rule the roost. You know, wrestling is the big sport, and the dual meet atmosphere is really neat, and people around town all know you, and the gym gets packed, and a lot of passion around the program. So I love my time in Edinburgh on a lot of levels.
Four-time national qualifier was Alex, All-American his senior year. When you look back at your time wrestling at Edinburgh, what are some of the memories that you have?
All right, I think it's, you know, a lot of the fun times you have with your teammates, bus trips, plane rides, you know, going to competition, testing yourself, spending countless hours, you know, with your best friends, you know, seeing, you know, how much you can drain out of yourself. Those are the best times. And then my senior year, I think the single best moment was I in the Concy semis. I was wrestling actually the guy that's now the assistant coach at Mizzou that took my job when I left for Maryland, Tyrell Todd. When I beat Tyrell in the Concy semis, I had been going to wrestle for third place, was right in front of the Missouri section. And it was really cool. The Missouri fans gave me a standing ovation and really cheered me on that whole match. It was cool because, you know, leaving Missouri to go east and wrestle at Edinburgh was a tough choice. And to get kind of that support from my hometown crowd was really cool. So that was probably the single best moment that I can remember on the mat, but just all the memories made with all the friends along the way, and the training, the grind, the trips, the travel, the, you know, sitting in a hot place on a bike, cutting weight, you know, your buddy's doing it right next to you, and you're telling jokes and cracked up, trying to not think about how miserable you are. Those were the times that I missed the most.
High school wrestling, high school teams, coaches all provide great memories and moments both on the mat and off. But then when you get to the collegiate level, it's a whole nother level of passion for a guy like you that bleeds wrestling as much as you do. Did that just feed into your competitive desire to have other guys in the wrestling room like you that had that same passion and competitive desire?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, Doug Hyman and Aaron Vitt did a great job kind of pouring into me and investing and trying to, you know, grow the program there in Moberly. And I was really hungry to kind of get to the next level and be in a room with kids, you know, similar mindset, that, you know, were chasing national championships, wanted to compete at the highest levels, or maybe had World and Olympic aspirations afterwards. And it was in a room with kids that were all, you know, just, that's their life. And it definitely helped, you know, get me to another level and push me to higher places and competing with that team, especially my junior and senior year on those teams that were top 10, was fun. You know, we beat Penn State, you know, it was a big deal. You're the little tiny state school in Pennsylvania, taking out, you know, the Big Ten powerhouse. It was a really cool moment. And so just, you know, being in a room there with guys that were all training to beat teams like that and compete at their highest levels day in and day out really helped get the most out of you.
Fighting Scots finished ninth his senior year, tied for the most wins in school history, and Alex was 37-4. We'll be inducted into the Edinburgh Athletics Hall of Fame next Friday. 9:40, our time here on the program. Let's talk about the Terrapins here as you're preparing for your first season leading Maryland wrestling. Tell us about your team.
I inherited a good group of kids. Got a lot of guys on this team that I think were hungry for change and wanted, you know, more out of their career. And the athletic department, did a national search, and I was fortunate enough to win the job and have an opportunity to coach in the Big Ten. And, you know, people back home kind of understand Big Ten wrestling is SEC football, right? Everybody understands SEC football with Mizzou being in the SEC and how tough that league is. Big Ten wrestling is actually probably another step up from that. There's six teams right now in the preseason poll ranked in the top 10 in the Big Ten. And last year they had seven in the top 20, eight in the top 25. So it's just, the league is tremendous. So to be able to be a head coach in that league and for that to be my first head coaching job, it's just a really, really cool opportunity. And the kids here working really hard. We've got a lot of work to do. And I think I've been really honest with the team about that and our staff and all the, you know, shareholders in the process around Maryland Wrestling, the boosters, the donors, the alums, the fans. A change was made for a reason, and these kids have a lot of work to do, and we have a lot of work to do as a staff. And we're going to do our best to coach these guys up and continue to attract talent and build a culture the way we want to have it lived every day by our guys, and we'll continue to put a better product out. But, you know, early on here, we've got, you know, some good individual goals set for this year for our guys and as a team. And our preseason so far has been really productive. We're at the end of our third week, and the kids are working really hard. I know it's been a little bit of shock and awe for them. I think they're working harder now than they ever had. I think the expectations are higher than they've ever been, and the standard has been set. It's such a place that they've really got to push themselves day in and day out to get to new levels, and kind of seen a quick adjustment here already. The guys have done a great job of responding, and they come in the mornings bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, ready to work. They show up in the afternoon the same way. No moping, no long faces, just guys that are hungry to get better and challenge themselves. And so it's been a lot of fun these last 3 weeks to see that, just that initial growth, and I anticipate us, you know, continue to have similar patterns throughout the year, and I'm sure we'll have some setbacks from time to time. That's part of sport, and it's part of learning and growing and maturing, and we'll help the guys through that as well and just see how much we can get out of them.
How do you, Alex, balance your competitive desire to having this program be one of those programs mentioned with the elite in the Big Ten with the patience in building the program up?
Well, I think it's hard. I mean, I won't lie, right? I'm used to winning at a really high level, whether it was individually or as an assistant coach. The two programs that I was part of did a lot of high-level competing and winning in their own right. So we're probably not going to compete at quite that level initially here early on in her career, and so I understand that and temper that. But that doesn't mean you have to accept it, and it doesn't mean you have to like it. And it's our job to, you know, just pour into these kids as much as we can and help them get as much out of themselves and continue to enjoy the process, remind them why they chose Maryland, why they chose to wrestle in the Big Ten and go to school at one of the premier academic institutions in our country. It's a top 10 public school in America, and one of the best degrees in the world that you can get. So we'll continue to remind our current guys of that, sell our future kids on the opportunities they have here at Maryland and the DMV and how exciting, you know, this part of the world is and how many doors can be opened. And we're going to do it the right way. We're going to find kids that want to live clean and train hard and compete at the highest levels. And if it takes a year, 2 years, 3 years, we'll get it rolling eventually, and we'll look back and we'll say, hey, we did it the right way. We found the right kids. We competed within the rules. We can sleep well at night. We know that we can take care of our families. Because first and foremost, that's, you know, what we're trying to do, right? We're trying to make sure that our families personally are taken care of, and then also that we're building young men to be empowered to go and do the same things, to be productive citizens and good husbands and strong fathers for their children, their families later in their lives. And if we can say we're doing that, then I know the wins will come that through our process and through our you know, the way we develop young men, that good things will be in store for us. If it takes a little longer to do it that way, I'll feel a lot better about it at the end of the day when my career is done.
A few more minutes with Alex Clemson checking in from College Park. I saw a picture of one of your duels there, and it looked like a great atmosphere. I don't know when it was even taken or what. Now, I know at Mizzou, you were at the Hearn Center, created a great atmosphere in that venue, but a larger venue is your rest. Do you wrestle in a smaller venue? Do you go to where? Well, tell me about where you wrestle there.
Yeah, so we have two options here in the Xfinity Center. We have the Pavilion, which is our main wrestling arena. We share it with women's volleyball. It seats about a little over 2,000 people, and we'll wrestle 80% of our matches there. And then when we wrestle, you know, an Ohio State, a Penn State, an Okie State, a program that's, you know, more storied or has their own following fan base, we'll move into the arena floor where men's basketball, women's basketball compete. We'll actually be in there this year. We're going to pair with women's gymnastics. We're going to do a Beauty and the Beast event in February when we wrestle Northwestern at home. And that event's always really well attended. We'll have 5,000-7,000 fans for that match. And, you know, the DMV has a strong wrestling base. We're a couple hours from Pennsylvania, a couple hours from New Jersey, and, you know, just under an hour from Northern Virginia. All three areas are strong wrestling areas. And we'll look to, you know, put an exciting product out, an aggressive team that's physical and wrestles a high pace and looks to score a lot of points. And when they do that, I think you'll win more wrestling matches. And when you do that, fans want to come watch. And so as we grow the program and we put our product out there that we can all be proud of, I anticipate having more matches in the main arena. But for now, the Pavilion is beautiful. It was just renovated. It's had two different renovation projects, both over $1 million. So the smaller arena that we get to, you know, really call home is really, really nice. And it provides a very intimate atmosphere. And we're looking to, you know, sell out some matches and create a dynamic place for our kids to compete and really feel energy from our fans.
Have never been there. I've always been curious about College Park. Is it... what type of a college town is that? Is it set within a neighboring community, or what is College Park like?
So College Park's literally, we're 8 miles from the Capitol. When I drive in every morning, I can see the Capitol building. It's a really cool place to work every day. But people think, you know, oh gosh, you're in the concrete jungle. You're on the Beltway. You're right off of 95. And those things are all true. But when you get into College Park, it's a college town. It's like any other small college town. You know, Columbia, I think, has a little bigger feel to it, but you know, I would liken College Park to like a state college in Pennsylvania where Penn State is, or maybe like an Ames. But so if you took Ames and you put it like on the outskirts Kansas City or St. Louis. That's kind of the vibe that, that College Park is. And so you get off the Beltway, you get out of the concrete jungle, and you get into College Park, and it changes. And you're in this really kind of a niche little town. And then when you get on campus, it changes again. It's a really cool little bubble we live in. And it's, you know, we have 35,000 kids here, and it's a sprawling campus. It's a typical Big Ten campus, you know. So if you've been to the University of Iowa or Illinois or Indiana, it's got a very similar feel, but with the Jeffersonian architecture. So, you know, our school started in the mid-1800s, and so you've got the brick buildings with the white columns, and everything's beautifully manicured. And we've got the McClendon Mall, which is a direct representation of the National Mall in D.C., and it's built to scale. And it's a really cool place. There's a different energy here, I think, being in the DMV with, you know, the DMV stands for D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. So it's kind of an area that stretches south of Baltimore to south of D.C., and that's what is referred to as the DMV. And there's a buzz here, right? It's the third largest media market in the country, and there's just a lot happening and going. It's the, you know, where our capital is, and our kids are just privy to so much. They can take the metro right off campus into the city, watch a Nats game or a Caps game and Skins game, or see a, you know, any kind of play or theater, or check out a museum, just go hang out in D.C., see the sights and the sounds. It's a really cool place, unique place to go to school. And then, you know, you come right back off the metro and you get back on a campus, and all of a sudden you're in this sprawling green oasis that's a typical Big Ten school. So it's I tell people it's like any other Big Ten campus with an edge. It's a really cool place, I think, to go to school and be a student athlete.
Awesome. Very descriptive. I need to get out there.
Alex, yeah, for sure.
Hey, hope the family's doing well, and it sounds like you're doing well. A lot of things happen in your life, and not the least of which is a Hall of Fame induction next Friday. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me on. Moberly is a special place. You know, I know home is always where your hat is, but Moberly will always be home for me. So I appreciate you guys continuing to follow me and support me.
You bet. Best wishes, Alex Clemson. Thanks for joining me here on the Sheraton Valley Magic City Sports Talk Show. We'll look ahead to our high school football lineup in just a moment.